Welcome to episode 342 of the 8-Bit Geek. If you're new to the show, well, I want to tell you what it's like listening to the show. Listening to this show is a lot like a nice bowl of chili. It warms you when you're cold. It fills you when you're hungry. And it leaves you with some gas. But it's worth it in the end. I'm Jeremy. And with me today are two men who once got arrested because they refused to leave a chili buffet at closing.
It said all you can eat, and I was not done.
Yeah. And how often do you see a chili buffet?
Yeah. So,
Yeah. But the...
I was getting what I paid for. which was all I could eat, and I could eat more.
$6.99. For a chili buffet, ain't bad.
Yeah. Yep. It wasn't.
At Chili's.
At Chili's. Chili's chili buffet. For only $6.99. It can't be beat. Yeah. See?
You came up with the hook.
So, fun fact, I've been to Chili's before, and I've never had a bowl of chili at Chili's.
Do they sell chili? Yeah, do they actually sell chili at Chili's?
I mean... Now, do they call it Chili's because they serve chili at one point, or do they call it Chili's or Chile's because of the pepper that is their mascot?
It's because of the Chilean roots of they're from Chile. They're a franchise. And what happened was when they came to America, they called it Chile's, but then everyone's like, Chili's. So they're
Chili's.
Yeah.
Chili's.
Okay. No? Okay. Hold on. I got the real history.
It's probably after the pepper, I would assume.
This is going to be fun because there's 15 things that you wouldn't know about Chili's.
Oh. Oh, boy.
Wait, the peppers or the restaurant?
The restaurant. All right. Chili's was inspired by a chili cook-off held in Texas in 1967.
Of course.
It was attended by a young entrepreneur named Larry Levine, who was inspired to develop his own chili recipe. And in 1975, opened the first Chili's in Dallas. Hold on. We gotta get our documentary voices on. Ready? Focusing primarily on chili and burgers, it proved to be immensely popular thanks to the simple menu, low-key atmosphere, and fun Southwest-themed decor. And of course, awesome burgers.
What? Has Chili's ever had a burger at Chili's?
I've never eaten a burger at Chili's.
That's what I'm saying. I've never eaten a burger at Chili's.
Mo says, why is this voice not in Saga?
Oh, wait. No. I did eat a burger with Ryan last time we were at Chili's. I ate some kind of fucking weird ass gargantuan burger that had like four different meats on it.
Was it good?
From what I remember, yeah.
Okay. So did you know that the introduction of fajitas caused kitchen workers a lot of grief? Back in 1984, they were served in baskets. Specialized equipment like skillets and tortilla warmers were introduced to the kitchen to prepare fajitas, which caused an uproar, according to the company. So did you want me to make
some of that there Mexican food?
Yeah.
Are you crazy? I'll make chili and burgers. I don't make none of them vaginas, all right? You listen here. I make fucking burgers and chili.
So another and fun tacos, fact.
Which I realize is also Mexican food, and I'm all sorts of backwards right now. Actually, a taco is an American invention.
The original Baby Back Ribs jingle was introduced in 1986.
And they won't fucking drop it.
And they won't. But when the jingle singer's funeral, when they died, the funeral was barbecue themed.
I want my body back, body back, body yeah. back, body back, body back.
Points. When you say this, I mean, like, they had barbecue. They didn't barbecue the narrator, right? They're the jingle guy.
Oh, fucking points. Here's another fun fact that Doug will really enjoy. We're almost done with this, and then we'll move on. NSYNC appeared in a 2002 commercial.
I remember that.
Even JT makes an appearance.
I think Joey Fatone ate everybody.
So it's amazing, isn't it?
They were like stuck on an island, and like I think like either Chili's came or Joey Fatone just killed everyone and made barbecue rib, baby back ribs out of them. I just remember Joey Fatone like burping in the end.
I've got two more, which will be fun for you. They provide $1 million every year to support employees dealing with tragedy. So tragedy. So that's a good thing. Good on you. And here's the final fact. I didn't read all 15. I'm sorry, everybody. But the original chili recipe hasn't changed. I guess they still have chilies.
It was on the original menu.
Yeah. And if you order a bowl of chili, it's made with a lot of ingredients, and it's still the original recipe created by Larry Levine.
Larry Chili's.
So there's your fun facts for Chili's. Stay tuned next week as we explore another restaurant chain.
Bennigan's.
Is Bennigan still around? Holy shit.
No, it got shut down. But yeah, we're going to read fun facts from it.
Yeah, we're going to figure out where the name Bennigan's came from.
Holy shit. Did we just start a new podcast?
Hit us up if you like this. We'll keep doing it.
Cereal for restaurants.
Every week we talk about the top you don't knows about your favorite restaurants.
I need some of that piano music underneath me right now. Just like, I was driving down the highway the other day and passed an old strip mall where there used to be a Bennigan's. And I thought to myself, it's been a while since I've seen a Bennigan's. What happened to the Bennigan's in America?
But then it cuts to the wow.
Chapter one
of 108
Bennigan's. And then I can cut in with the fun facts with the I can go Bennigan's originated in 1945 when lawmaker from the great state of Kansas City. And then we'll just go into a scene, and you two will reenact the idea of Bennigan's coming to life. Hey, Horace, you know what I think we should do?
What's that, Bennigan's J. Featherbottom?
Man, I think we should come up with a really fun atmosphere for people to eat in.
Oh, yes, we'll put tchotchke shit on the wall and make every location look the same, and we'll make people sing for your birthday.
Oh, man, that'd be great. Where are we going to get the money? And this is where...
Hello, boys.
It's an oil salesman.
It's me, J.G. Wentworth.
Hey, J.G.
Oil man tycoon. I hear you boys want to open up one of them fandangled restaurants.
We do. We even have a cool name.
What do you got there?
Bennigan's.
Is this some Irish fucking shit? What is this shit?
It's just American food for the American man.
That sounds a lot better than this chili shit show I've been hearing about down in Dallas. So sure, I'll pitch you some money. Let's get this show on the road.
And that is how Bennigan's came to be.
The Shark Tank of the 50s.
Chapter 2. Chapter 2.
Oh my god, that would be so amazing.
It's going to happen now.
Oh man. All right, so if everybody enjoys...
So next week we'll find out what really happened at Houlihan's.
Oh god. If you enjoy what you're hearing, go ahead and hit the subscribe button, okay? You could do that over on Spotify and iTunes and anywhere you find a podcast. Go find us. And also, we got a website that you can go...
to. That's what you can do at the website?
You can burp and have hiccups. On the website, you're going to find our Discord. You're going to find our Patreon and so much more. The other shows that we do on the network as well. So go do that. It's www.the8bitgeek.com. Speaking of Discord and Patreon, if you like other people, and even if you don't like other people, you can hit up our Discord. We've got people from all walks of life. You know, people who just lurk, people who talk, people who like to just chat but not text. You know, just full range. So you can go check that out and join the community. If you do, we're offering a free upgrade to your membership. You'll be, instead of a trial member, you'll be upgraded to member of Discord.
So, tell them what they win.
Join now, because it'd be great. We also have our Patreon. If you'd like what you're hearing and you're like, man, I could use more of these boys, I want these boys to be talking to me in my eardrums every single morning. Well, you'll get it, because we do a daily show that's exclusive to Patreon. And for $5 a month, I mean, listen, for $5 a month, we're talking extra content every single day. You also get extended cuts of the weekly show, which have a pre-show and a post-show, and so much more. So please head on over there, support us, help us help you by creating more content. And speaking of Patreon, Doug is going to read off all of our Patreons right now. He's going to do it in the voice of Donald Duck.
You understand what I'm saying? Okay. Hey, real quick, before I get to reading this list, I just want to give you guys some notes on our Bennigan's episode real fast.
Okay.
First, founded in 1976 by Norman E. Brinker.
Well, he's the banker, sounds like.
Yeah, Norman E. Banker, see?
Irish pub themed casual dining restaurant chain. There are 33 still open.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Yeah. Its headquarters? Well, that's my backyard, Dallas, Texas.
I knew it. I knew it.
Texas, yeah.
Yeah.
Restaurants have, like, Dallas is the mecca for restaurant, like, headquarters.
Yeah. So this is a little outdated, maybe. It says, as of June 2018, so this is a year and a half old, there are 18 international and 15 United States locations, including locations, over 100 units in development, including locations in Amsterdam, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Pakistan.
So you're telling me that Bennigan's is making a comeback?
Yep. Internationally, yes. People cannot get enough of that Irish pub-themed American bar.
Yes.
Stuff.
All right, international fans, if you see a Bennigan's, let us know. Take a picture.
No, don't just take a picture. Go inside, have some of the food,
steal a menu,
and review it. Take photos.
Fucking crazy. All right. Anyways, let's get to this Patreon list.
Uh-huh.
Also, real fast, Mo coming in with a 20-month resub. Thanks,
Yay,
Mo.
Yay, thanks, Mo.
Yeah. Also, we got a follow from Britzkrieg.
Britzkrieg.
Yeah, thanks for the follow.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. Here's the list. And as always, if you don't hear your name and you're like, I'm a patron, why is it not there? Go make sure that all your shit's correct. We have a couple that were, since we're at the beginning of the month, we have a couple that have been declined so far, so some are not going through. It happens. For whatever reason,
I don't understand how is it that so many people either A, lose their credit card, or B, I guess they could spend all their money on their credit card too.
Yeah,
my bad.
I mean, to be fair, I just got like an email the other day that was like, hey, we're sending you a new credit card because just for fun. And it's like, you just sent me a new one a year ago.
I'm
Why
getting
the
a
fuck
new
are
one.
You sending me another one.
Yeah, I'm getting a new one next month because my expiration date is up.
Yeah, my expiration date is good till like 24. So like 4 years, because it's a brand new card, and it's like, you know, I was like, there might have been a breach in like some shit. So just to be safe, we're sending you a new card.
Well, listen, you gotta protect yourselves from the breaches.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Anyways, the interdimensional breach is super dangerous.
I was gonna bring up the robot movie, but I couldn't think of the name.
The robot movie.
The Del Toro.
Oh yeah.
The
Pacific Rim.
Pacific Rim. That's it. Yeah.
I saw a really funny thing today about Pacific Rim dealing with
So, like, imagine Steve Irwin as one of the
scientists,
one of the driving one of the javelins, whatever the fuck they're called, right? And it's like, look over there. Look at the size of that kaiju. Let's get a closer look. And it's him, like, wrestling in the javelin suit, whatever the fuck it's called in that movie.
I'm very angry that you did not send this to us.
I literally saw it right before we started recording. I think I was taking a poop.
Yeah, Ryan calls it out too. It's a Jaeger.
Jaeger, that's what it is. Thank you. Javelin, I think, is Anthem?
Yeah, that's Anthem.
You got it. Look at you, buddy.
Okay, anyways, hey, speaking of Ryan, thanks to Ryan, Mark, Ed, Lawrence, Chris, Dravenholt, Mandatory Username, Cutie, Windress. Yeah, thanks, Windress. Lauren, Doug's favorite Brit. Josh, Random, David, Snorkel, that is a classic. Gotta scroll a little bit. Brian, Wheatley, Steve, another David, Tyler, Byron, Jonathan, Drew, Floor Salami. Floor Salami, didn't Floor Salami, I thought Floor Salami left. Is Floor Salami back?
Shout out, shout out.
You don't have your lonely Pokemon anymore.
I know, fuck, man. I don't know why they ever left me.
Manuel, Michael, the Dubstep Kid, Sean, Leonard, Zaylin, Dr. Roxo.
Shut up.
Pete, Robert, Merle, or Merrill. I never know which one it is. Another Jeremy.
Shut up.
Fake one. Brett, Benny Babs, One Step Down. Who the fuck is Kenny?
Fake name.
You know what?
Who it isn't? It's not Chad.
You know what? I really found out that really is Kenny. He was like, I'm a subscriber to your Patreon and you don't even shout me out. And I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, so what the fuck is Kenny? I was like, we fucking say that every month.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think he didn't, because you don't go, shut up, like that.
Maybe that.
Okay, so who the fuck is Kenny?
There you go.
Shut up.
Jer?
Oh, should I? Okay, I need to say it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Shut up.
For the third time. Okay.
Okay.
Who the fuck is Kenny?
Shut up.
There you go. Hey, you got it.
Not Chad. That's for damn sure. Mm-hmm. Robert Star Citizen. Bad word. someone whose name currently is okay. Oof, this is gonna be a fun one. They did this just so I would have to read it. It's Kev in all caps, makes me, and then the last word in all caps, hard.
Wow, there's a lot of caps. Must have hit the cap limit.
Yikes. We've also got Coral, Christy, Joshy Boo, Francisco, Link, Kamihami.
Francisco's okay.
Lins. Oh, Lins. She just got married.
Yeah.
Congrats, Lins. Love you. Long time. Thank you for your support. Still, I haven't seen her around in a while. Crassy.
Mm-hmm.
Crassy.
Lucy.
Hey, wasn't I supposed to do her wedding?
Yeah, bud.
She never even contacted.
Missed opportunity, Jared. You should have met her out there.
Damn it.
So there you go. That's everybody.
Thank you, everybody, for being a Patreon subscriber and helping us make more content. We appreciate it. We hope one day we can all quit our jobs and do this full time. And with your help, we could surely get there in 60 to 70 years.
Oh, I thought you were going to bet 60 to 70 easy payments.
I still think we need to do we need to apply for the Patreon, the super patron thing.
Where they pay for us to go around the world?
No, it's the thing from Patreon.
Oh, yeah, the $50,000 thing.
Yeah, and I think we should really play up not only the network side of things, but the Daily Show. And like, we want to make this like our Daily Show. We want to make it not just for Patreon, but for everybody.
I'd say we blow something up in the video.
Like, it doesn't have to be a video.
I know, but you got to get their attention.
They have a panel of people that'll be going through all the stuff. It just has to be under 3 minutes.
Right, but how cool would it be to be standing in front of a burning house that just blew up and being like, yo, you want to see this kind of content? We want to make it. But really, it's forced perspective because we use a miniature.
Help us blow up houses.
Yeah, we just green screen it. What are you talking about? We're not going to have to do anything.
Yeah.
So, all right, listen, every week we like to have a little bit of fun around here before we get into the news, and this week is no exception. We like to take ads. We like to take reviews from Amazon or other places on the internet of your fun-filled products that, you know, people buy and, you know, leave funny reviews. Listen, I don't have this intro worked out yet. It's still a work in progress. Anyways, let's get on with it. Doug, what do you got this week?
This week, I have a review for Boxer Briefs.
Okay.
This one's from Chet Riley. Sorry, the name Chet reminds me of Sean Hunter's dad from Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
Sean, it's me, your father, Chet. Chet Hunter. And I smoke a pack of cigarettes every 5 minutes.
Damn.
It sounds like. So it says, send these to your enemies. 1 star. Sorry, I took a drink. If you're looking for a fabric that forcibly exfoliates your man parts and makes you long for the comfort of running naked through nettles, then these are the boxer briefs for you. For me, the emphasis is on brief, as in, I can't wait to get these fucking things off of me. So that my suffering remains brief. These things are rough. On the bright side, my deck has never been smoother.
I really hope that's not a correction.
It would have gotten flagged, so he had to correct it.
Yeah, it doesn't say fucking. It's F star 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 yeah. star star.
Man, I might get those smooth things out down there. Bumpy roller coaster. You know what I'm saying?
Nope. Yeah. Stop listening. What?
Aw. I made jokies.
Sorry, I was reading the chat.
All right, so I got one, and it's for butt wipes. And this is from your family.
Oh.
5 star. This is a verified purchase from Amazon. And this is for the 4 ounce original size.
And mine was also a verified purchase. I had to scroll back up and see if that was the case. And it is.
Worth it.
Chet actually bought these.
This is a heavenly hiney in a spray bottle. There's no ands, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. This product is the bomb. Imagine wiping with sanity. Dew-kissed rose petals.
Wiping with sanity?
No, that's satiny.
That's satiny. Dew-kissed rose petals. This product leaves your bum clean and fresh. Put a whole new perspective on the phrase, kiss my butt. And it's safe for septic systems as well. Oh. I'm so thrilled to find this product. Do not saturate your toilet paper, as it will tear and you'll get a surprised finger. Assuming we already know not to do that, just a few light sprays and your hiney will be in heaven.
Wait, so it's a spray or it's a...
You're going to just want to spray a couple times to your anus region. And then you're going to wipe, okay, with a 3-ply. You'll want 3-ply toilet paper. But don't spray the 3-ply directly, because then you'll end up with a finger in your bum. And you don't want that. What do you got, Kev?
Okay. All right. Well.
Well, I've got a security light. We'll see how this goes. This one's coming from Philp.
Nope.
Oh, Phil P. He's a 5-star, once again, verified purchase. Everyone's buying shit these days. This one is burglar repellent. How about this security light so that any potential burglars both, I'll catch them all.
Especially burglars.
Oh my
gosh. Yeah, hamburglars, I'm going to get you.
Hamburglar. Look at you, hamburglar.
Mayor McCheese hasn't done shit for this city. I'm going to change it.
Hey, you can vote tomorrow, man.
Yeah,
that's right.
Drain the McDonald's swamp.
The ball
burglar
pit?
Repellent. The I bought the security pit. Light so that any potential burglars would be immediately illuminated as approached my front door. And I guess
and I guess feel the spotlight on them and decide to pursue a career on stage? I don't know. Well, we were getting our house extended, so I had an electrician on hand to fit it. Now, we didn't get on with the electrician. We didn't get on with the electrician?
Yeah, okay. Like they weren't friendly.
Yeah, they didn't like him.
We didn't get on with the electrician because he didn't listen to anything we told him and took forever to finish. He had an assistant with him called Keith. And every day, Keith would complain about being at work. And the main electrician would say, don't be like that, Keith. On this day, the day it was fitted, Keith was on a ladder in the garage, drilling through the wall to feed the wire through. Now, I should mention that the garage was full of stuff. So many boxes and tools. Keith was unperturbed by this and just put his ladder on top of all the stuff. I was assembling some furniture in front of the house, so I had a great view of Keith falling off his ladder. Now, seeing this man fall off his ladder brought me great joy. And for that, I can only thank this product. 5 stars. Would buy again to watch Keith fall off that goddamn ladder.
That's funny.
Philp.
Let's see. There is some there's some news, guys, swirling around the top box office. And it's the fact that the Terminator has been terminated.
Oof.
So Disney is now in control of this Terminator ship, and I'm pretty sure they're not going to be happy with this. The movie did end up number one, but it only made $29 million. Now, take a guess without looking into it, guys. How much did this movie cost to make?
$240 million.
Okay. Doug?
Do you know the answer already?
Yes, I do.
All right, $400 million.
Okay. Well, the price is wrong for you, Doug. It was $180 million to make this film. They
I almost guessed 150, but then I was like, nah, I'm going to go high because it's Arnold.
Yeah. And you know his price tag. He makes $100 million alone.
Mm-hmm.
So it was $180 budget, and then on top of that, they spent about another $100 million on marketing. So about $280 million, and they are set to lose about $120 million on this film.
They'll make it back in China.
They're looking to lose that much after its total run. So, well, unless a miracle happens.
So. I really, yeah. That's a bummer.
Don't even say that because you didn't even go see it.
And neither did you.
I'm just saying, I'm not the one who said it's a bummer. I'm just saying it wasn't appealing. It wasn't appealing enough for all of us to go to the theater to watch it.
Yeah. I haven't been to the theater. I was talking about this earlier. I haven't been to the theater since It. So it's been a while. It's going to be hard to get me to the theater.
Dude, you just went to go see Joker.
No, we didn't. I haven't seen Joker. Oh, I thought you guys have.
You went to go see It Chapter 2, right?
Yeah. So that
wasn't too long ago.
So that was the last time I was in a theater.
Speaking of It, the Joker movie had jumped to number 2 here in its 5th week in the box office, and it made $13 million. It passed $900 million, and they predict that by the time it's out of the theater, it will cross $1 billion.
Hmm.
So there you go.
Good.
There you go. I put this first story in here because I know Doug, it could possibly be a rant. I'm not sure, but
could be.
We'll see.
Time will tell.
Yeah. A short time. We're going to find out almost instantly.
Oh,
so you guys know the creators of the show, the showrunners, not the creators, the showrunners of Game of Thrones, right? Mr. David. How do you say it? Benioff and D.B. Wise.
Mm-hmm.
So they are departing the Star Wars trilogy. They mm-hmm. had one they were working on, and it was set to deal with the beginnings of the Jedi, the early days mm-hmm. of the Jedi.
Thank fucking God.
And they are no longer working on the Star Wars trilogy. Now, beknownst to me, I was like, oh no. But then Doug enlightened me to something. And Doug, why don't you enlighten our entire fan base?
well, so there, it was, they left on like a Monday. This may have been this last, like, a week ago. But the Sunday before, they were doing, like, a presser for something. I'm not really sure where they were at. But there was this live tweet session going on from people that were there. And there was this one writer who was tweeting about it. Those tweets caught a lot of attention because of the absolute, like, just bonkers shit that he was reporting on. And it's been confirmed by numerous other media outlets that were also there. But these motherfuckers somehow scammed their way into making Game of Thrones. You know, we were told this whole, like, premise of, like, you know, we read the books, we fell in love with the books, you know, I read all of them and then I handed them to him and he read all of them. We were just like, we have to make a TV show about this. And we met with George and we got his blessing. And then we went to HBO and the rest is history, right? And then it's like, yeah, I read some of them and he's never read them at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, wait, what? Wait, what?
You got to admit, though, they did a damn fine job until the last season.
They did an okay job until they ran out of material, until the books haven't been written yet. And then from there, it falls off because suddenly they had to do something that they had no idea what they were doing. They have never made a TV show before. Reed. They had no idea what they were doing. They made a pilot that was so terrible. The only reason why HBO picked them up for a season is because they had already made sales overseas with overseas markets to distribute the show. And so they just did it to follow through with that. And then they hired people essentially to make the show work and run, and they did the best they could. And I mean, they were talking about how they would, like, split seasons in half of who, like, wrote and was in charge of what half of the season and stuff. But, like,
they let an assistant write, like, part of the season.
Yeah, because they had no idea what to do or all this stuff. And, like, just apparently, yeah, it's just a miracle that show was made. It's a miracle it won anything, but it's no thanks to these guys. Everyone hailed them as these geniuses, but what it is that they, I mean, I don't want to say scammed, but like, that's how it feels. And that's how it came off at this thing, was everyone was just like, holy fucking shit, are you serious?
Yeah, and I think that, it's easy to say, like, I'll play a little bit of the devil's advocate, right? Because they were first timers on a TV show. And, you know, a lot of people, when you're first time directors, it's figuring out as you go. And that is the life of Hollywood. Is sometimes you are figuring it out as you go. But this is, like, in a pretty extreme case, because it was such a big series and everything. They went into detail about how, like, they had no idea about what wardrobe was. And that's why the wardrobe looks so silly in the beginning, of the show, because they had no idea kind of what they were doing with the wardrobe. And, like, they had to trust people and they were like, oh, this is how this works. Okay. So it was almost like a crash course in Hollywood for them. Like these seven seasons, right? Six or seven,
eight.
I've lost count. I don't know. Eight.
So in the time that they're doing it, it's kind of a crash course on what to do for television and stuff like that. And a lot of their decisions left people saying, what the fuck?
It's just insane. And I think it speaks volumes, like, to, like, why the last few seasons were so terrible. Is that literally the second that they ran out of the story, they were unable to create something worth watching. You know what I mean? Like, they couldn't create a cohesive story, and that's why the last few seasons sucked. And I mean, but that also makes sense for, like, important threads that were cut out of early seasons that, like, in that are in the books and stuff, that, like, man, if y'all just left this in, you could have played up on that. Man, if you just left this in, you could have you like, instead of getting rid of this character to introduce this character instead, some bullshit original character you made, like, you could have done this instead. It just makes sense. Like, it just makes sense. Like, everything, like, now knowing this, everything about how the show just literally capsized, it all makes sense. And so the literal next day, it was like, hey, we're not doing Star Wars anymore. And now there's nothing really to tie the two together, except for maybe timing. But it does seem very suspicious that all this came out. It hit the news. It went viral and everything. And then pretty soon Disney was like, bye.
I wonder how Netflix feels after they gave them a 5-year deal.
I don't know. Because that was the thing. Remember, like, there was all this talk about when Game of Thrones, and it was like, well, they just wanted to finish this because they want to go to Star Wars. And now it's like, well, we didn't want to do Star Wars because we got this Netflix thing instead. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't know, man. I don't buy that. You don't fucking not do Star Wars because you have a
Netflix
thing.
They didn't break up with me. I broke up with them.
Yeah, that's kind of what it feels like.
What it is.
So, I don't know. It just, it makes sense. Like, it makes sense as to why they're this whole, I mean, it's just, so yeah, when they gave them the boot or whatever, I was kind of like, bye, bitch. Bye. Because I had faith in them when they announced it, when there were still two seasons of Game of Thrones left, and then I watched the final two seasons of Game of Thrones as those unfolded, and I was like, I don't know if I want them to touch Star Wars, because y'all fucking suck at creating original stories.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm glad they're not touching the origins of the Jedi. Don't give something like that to them. Get out of here.
So, what's crazy, though, is how many people have now departed the Star Wars franchise. Like, directors. You got Josh Trank. You got Gareth Edwards. You got Phil Lord and Chris Miller, Colin Trevorrow, and now these two. And it's amazing that all these people who've come up with these ideas for the films, or just that they didn't work out because they were butting heads with the with Lucasfilm. There's just a lot of turmoil, it seems, surrounding Star Wars. I get it. They want to make it right. They want to do the right thing after what they feel were kind of failures in the box office. And Bob Iger came out just today and you know was talking about the Star Wars, and they said less is more from now on for the films, which I'm fine with if as long as they keep pumping shows on Disney Plus.
Agreed. Like, I'm okay with more stuff going to Disney Plus and then just big movies, because yeah, I liked Solo. I liked Rogue One. Mm-hmm. Those could have been Disney originals, mm-hmm. Disney Plus originals if they needed to be. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's cool to see those in theaters. But at the same time, like, with shows like Game of Thrones having existed and being able to do a cinematic experience in a home setting or whatever, and that sort of platform, you know, it works for me. And again, we talked about this last week. That's what people want. Mm-hmm. So... yeah, I mean, why not do it that way? Like with The Mandalorian, you know, I mean, their budget was a movie budget, but for 10 fucking episodes of TV, which is just unheard of.
Yep, it's going to be awesome. There's also, like, I think movie-wise, you bring stuff like larger-than-life ideas, kind of like The Old Republic. Maybe you bring that to the theater instead of a TV show. Even though I would love a long format of that, I can see a huge budget of $200 million-plus to put into that. To make it, you really make it a spectacle, you know?
Yeah. I would like to see, yeah, maybe, yeah, stuff like a trilogy. No, they keep saying, you know, that Rian Johnson's still working on his trilogy or whatever. And my thing is, like, I like him as a movie director when it's his own original stuff. When mm-hmm. he tampered with, like, that storyline, I didn't like it. But I have faith that if he gets his own thing, then maybe he'll do a good job. Because
it's very talented.
His movie. While there was some dumb stuff in it, like, not bad.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a terrible movie, as far as movie-wise is concerned. It just didn't feel like it belonged in this saga, right?
The more that I see the new trailers and everything, the more I think, like, wow, The Last Jedi has nothing to do with this trilogy. Like, it threw everything out the window to the point where you're just like, why did this get greenlit? It doesn't make sense. But yeah, it was a good Star Wars film, but it just felt like a thing on its own, which I guess
that's good. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you give him his own thing, I think it'll be awesome. I think it has the potential to be awesome. Yeah. The dude is a huge Star Wars fan,
mm-hmm.
And knows a lot about Star Wars, but at the same time, like, his movie didn't belong in that saga, but I am curious to see what else he does. But I would also like to see, yeah, like, we do an Old Republic trilogy or something, right? In the theaters, big movies, but then that also has their spinoffs in, and then we get to see more Old Republic
cartoons. Yeah, because there's a million stories to tell in the Old Republic that mm-hmm. can span just, you could put four live action shows, you could put a cartoon, and it'll be just as massive as the saga, as the as the Skywalker saga.
Yeah. So if anyone works at Lucasfilm and you need something for the Old Republic, I know some guys.
What's up?
We can make it family friendly.
I bet you guys can make quite the saga.
It could still work.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not. Family friendly. I don't know.
I think you could do it. You had to tame down Chubrub.
Yeah, but it'll still be a fan favorite because an Ewok with a voice box with a deep fucking voice is going to sell no matter what.
That's true.
HBO has also greenlit the Game of Thrones prequel series House of the Dragon, which will cover the House of
Targaryen.
Yeah, Targaryen. So that's something. All right, we'll hit these up real quick because we're you know, our whole Chili's thing ran us over.
Oh, Chili's always making us go over.
Chili's made us go long.
I want my podcast back.
I want my podcast back.
I can't do it. It's too fast, too much. Sony's
God damn it.
Has officially confirmed what we already knew was going to happen. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse sequel. And it's announced that it'll come out in 2054.
Yeah, basically. It's like, what, actually the 2022 or something?
Maybe some shit, so. It takes a long time to do that animation. But still, a long time.
I thought they already had the groundwork for it, though, you know? It's like a... It's
yes and no. I mean, I'm sure that everything still needs to get hand-drawn. Maybe they, even though they have the assets, it doesn't mean that, you know, they have to still build a story and, you know, build that world. And the animation was not easy, they said, in the documentaries for it. So,
yeah, I mean, it's got a very unique animation style. It's kind of like somewhat, it's animation with like stop animation in a way. You know,
yeah,
like
it was completely created for this, for that movie. So
mm-hmm.
Stop animation. What are you talking about, Kev?
Like the stop animation, like the way the movement was. Like, remember, it was
because
like
they
removed weird...
like frames and stuff.
Yeah. They didn't remove frames; they just animated things. So, So here we go.
Made it look like it removed frames.
Spider-Man, Peter Spider-Man. B. Parker was animated at 60 frames a second, and Miles Morales was animated.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember.
Typical
that.
12 frames a second. Typical animation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So his movements appeared more jerky in comparison to the 60. So it wasn't like they did something crazy; they animated like normal. Like what you would see on TV and normal. But yeah. when you put it side by side to 60 frames, yes, it did look jerky and stop motiony. But it wasn't like some stop motion effect. It was just a different type of animation. But as the movie progresses and he gets more and more confident in his spider abilities, that frame rate changes.
Hmm. Yeah.
Your frame
very rate. Fucking cool. It's such a dumb small detail that's so amazing. I love it. So yeah. Good.
Your frame rate changes.
Oh, Doug, hip hop horn.
Boop, boop, boop. HBO Max is going to go ahead and take on Apple TV and Disney Plus in 2020, in May. In May of 2020.
It's not that far away.
No, it's not. Yeah. $14.99 a month, a little high compared to the other two. But you're going to be getting stuff like Rick and Morty, Friends, South Park, all of them, the Green Lantern TV series that they just announced.
The DC shows are moving over.
The DC shows. You're going to get, what else they buy? Parks and Rec? Something? I don't know. Friends? Oh, yeah. I already said Friends. The Office?
Netflix gets Friends. Oh, yeah. Netflix gets Seinfeld. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think they got The Office.
Yeah. But, it's going to come out, and it'll be one of those things where everyone will need it. I guess they're saying that if you already have an HBO subscription, you will get this subscription already.
Oh, cool.
Nice. So,
yeah.
Okay. Well, that's not a bad deal.
That, yeah.
Not a bad deal. Yeah. Let's see. What else is going on? Let's talk video games. Video games. EA is returning to Steam, starting with Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. You can already pre-order it on Steam. And they are also going to bring over their subscription service as well in the near future. So if you want to, you can sign up with their EA Access and Origin Access, whatever they're going to call it, on Steam soon. And welcome back. They were like, oh shit, we're not making any sales with Origin, and no one really wanted it, and we can't get any games out of the service. So what do we do? What do we do, guys? And they're like, I mean, we could just go back to Steam.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good. but
especially since they're overlay or they're just Origin's not pretty. It's not easy to navigate. It doesn't have any like half the features that Steam has. So I mean, I once again, that's one of my least used.
Well, Origin Origin also didn't start paying for exclusives. You know, they were like saw Epic. It probably were like they saw what Epic was doing. They're like, yeah, we're not gonna fucking compete with this. We don't have
like.
We don't have a Fortnite that's just raking in $2 billion a quarter. So
we got Anthem. That'll help us. Oh.
Oh. So going back to Steam, it's already Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order is already Steam's number one selling game.
Because it's getting good reviews, surprisingly. Mm. Not surprisingly, but it's been a while since we've had a good Star Wars game. So I think people are like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, for real?
Yeah. And EA... EA is also going to partner with Valve to connect Steam and Origin's friends list. So
cool.
There you go. If you have a friend who just is like, yo, I need to be on that Origin. I guess you still need Origin for stuff until they bring it all over to Steam. Like, what's that game that what's their game? The open world shooter like Fortnite. What's that called? Apex Legends.
Oh,
so they still have Apex Legends. Apex Legends is coming to Steam as well.
Nice.
So all of that is coming. FIFA's coming. Madden's coming. All of it, all over to Steam. So, but I mean, I'll do the subscription service because then I'll pay the $15 for whatever game I want to play.
Yeah.
And then I'll quit it. And I'll pay $15 instead of $60.
Exactly. Y'all especially don't. For a story-based game where it's going to be a one playthrough. You know, I understand if it's a multiplayer game or something you're going to put a lot of replay value into, but I feel like once you're done with, say, this particular game, the Star Wars, I think you're going to be one and done with it, right?
Yeah.
Or sure. Maybe go back to it just to have some fun with the physics or something like that, but definitely not something that you're going to sink in as many hours
unless
to justify.
Unless there's DLC.
Unless there's DLC. Was there a DLC announced for this? I thought it was just a one and done. I mean, it's EA, so I wouldn't put it past them. Yeah. But I haven't heard anything about DLC. That'd be cool, though. I'd be down with that.
Doug and I are going to love this next story. It's more EA, but they promised new remasters and unannounced first and third party games coming next year.
Nice.
KOTOR.
KOTOR. KOTOR. God, they have to, right?
Yeah. I will say, when I was playing some Outer Worlds, that I was like, man, this makes me want to go back and play KOTOR 2. Because Obsidian did a KOTOR 2. And
there's a lot of elements that you can find in there.
Yeah, there was some similarities in the playstyle. I don't care too much for like the talking head bullshit. I wish that your character talked like Mass Effect or any other game that came after. But
yeah, true.
I was like, man, they just need to... Obsidian, hey... Listen, you're on this high right now from this game. Go remaster KOTOR 2.
Please. And one.
Please, God. One and please, two. Please, God. Please,
and it's funny
because
remember, like, 5 years ago, EA is like, we're not in the business of remasters or remaking our games. And then the last couple of years, I'm like, huh.
We can make
remake.
Yeah, we can make money off of this.
Yeah. Oh, shit, people want to play these games?
So I'm going to throw my hat in. I'd love to get the Mass Effect trilogy like redone.
I don't know if you need that, right? Like,
you don't
I think
need
that
it,
still
but
looks
to be great.
Well, I think it still looks great.
Need it
in 4K. Like, it's not like it's an old series. I guess if you retextured everything.
I mean, the first one came out like 2007, man.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And while it doesn't necessarily look like it needs one. I mean, Uncharted also came out in 2007, and it got a remaster.
All right.
It
was all right, beautiful. You, guys, you've talked me into it.
All right.
let's see. Let's talk about something that no one cares about anymore. I'm just kidding. Blizzard had their BlizzCon 2019, and, you know, prior to BlizzCon 2019, everyone was screaming at the top of their lungs, protest, protest. And then 12 people showed up for the protest.
Really?
I don't know. It was just
even like inside. Like, I mean, were they protesting in the building? Like, I
a
I didn't
couple
really
people
anything about it this weekend.
A couple people did. There was a kid who there was a Q&A, and he just kept saying, "Was it free Hong or free China? Free Hong Kong?
Free Hong Kong?
Free Hong Kong?" Mm-hmm. And so free Hong Kong, free Hong Kong. But like any other good company that wants to, you know, put people back on the path of buying from them, they released info for two huge titles of theirs, which they were probably not ready to. I've said that before in the tweets. Overwatch 2 has been confirmed, which is essentially, I mean, it's an expansion pack. In no way should this be a sequel. Mm-mm. In no fucking way.
That's Activision right there. I put the blame solely on Activision. This is Destiny 2 all over again. Not needed, but here we are.
But and then of course they released info and trailer and all the gameplay for what's that other popular game that everyone plays from them? You know, it has the devil in it and stuff, and it's like a
Heroes of the Storm.
Heroes of the Storm.
It's like if he was like a, I don't know, like a Diablo or something.
It's like Beelzebub or something for.
The Devil 4.
Like Devil 4. So
Lost Vikings, Chantu says.
So Diablo 4 has been announced, and the funny thing about these games is that they weren't ready to be announced. They've announced these games, but they're still years away. Diablo 4 won't come out until like 2022. Overwatch 2 won't come out until at least 2021. And they already announced that the release date for Overwatch 2 will probably be announced at BlizzCon next year. So we're looking 2021.
Yeah.
Before that comes out.
They basically had the same thing as what Bethesda had to come out last year or whatever and go, yeah, no, we're finally working on Elder Scrolls. We don't have shit, but we have this fucking font title here. Yeah. Enjoy. Fuck off.
Yeah, please. Off the stage. Please like us. We're sorry for what we did for Fallout 76, but we'll do more in the future to make you hate us.
Yeah, yeah, here's Elder Scrolls 6. Oh, by the way, here's Fallout first.
God damn. Blizzard, the Blizzard president apologized with a non-apology, saying that we didn't live up to our high standards that we set for ourselves, but we'll try harder in the future.
Is that the president?
Mm-hmm.
He looks like some dude they just pushed out there, and he's like, what do I say? He just looks like an old hippie burnout.
Hey guys, listen, we're sorry we didn't live up to our standards. If you stick around, my Grateful Dead cover band's going to be playing next.
I know nothing about this person. I'm just going off the one picture I see.
My name is Kermit.
J. Allen Brack.
My name's J. Allen Brack.
People call me
J. Dizzy.
J. Dizzy. They call me in the Overwatch community.
So, I don't know. I'm still very sour about it, and I've been tweeting support for Hong Kong still over it and like protesting Blizzard. I'm really not happy with this company.
No, same. And yeah, it's insane to me how, I mean, I should be surprised. People are so fucking short-sighted. Yeah, this whole like, fuck Blizzard. What? Overwatch 2? Whoa. Like, fuck.
And then going as far as defending the company. Like, if you go on Reddit now, the Blizzard sub, the subreddit for them, is like people now actively going, they said sorry. They've changed their ways. They've given us, you don't understand. Even if you say something about Hong Kong, it's not going to do anything. We're thousands of miles away. What do you want them to do?
Yet here we are, pissing off Hong Kong thousands of miles away.
Yeah, like that's the thing. It's like maybe we should be an American company who stands for something and doesn't succumb to another fucking regime, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Kind of like we said at the very beginning of the show, what is more American than apple pie and baseball? And that is consumerism and money.
Yeah, exactly.
And also racism, but that was not necessarily in play here, but the fact that
that's always been the passive ability.
What's more important than people's freedoms and stuff in another country? Their country's money.
Yep. And that's been proven time and time again, and I'm not happy with them. I'm not happy with Activision over it. I'm not even happy with Apple over it. So all this stuff in the NBA as well. Like I'm not happy this year with the way that companies are just like sucking China's dick.
You know who I am happy for?
They're just now getting caught doing it is what is the issue.
What I am happy for, though, is South Park.
Yeah, South Park is...
No fucks given. And also Comedy Central for backing them on this.
And HBO for signing them and going, yeah, we'll take your streaming rights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So... let's see. Sony's PS4 is now the second best selling console of all time. And wow. It is probably going to, it's going to, they're saying it's going to probably fall short of the PS2. But it is sold, it topped. Where is it? Where's the, well, there's so many numbers. The original, well, that's the original. Second best. Surpassing the original PlayStation, which sold 102.5 million. And now it is at 102.8 million.
Mm-hmm.
And the PS2, however, has sold 155 million. So I don't think it'll touch that. But, hey, it did something good. So everyone get ready for
3 years more. Because, remember, they had, an 11-year cycle with that system. PS2 lasted from, 2001 to, 2000, I want to say, 2012. It went a long fucking time.
Well, get ready, because in true Sony fashion, they're going to screw things up with the PS5.
Yeah, it seems like. Well, it seems like they're trying to write it. They're doing the backwards compatibility that people wanted the first time. So, at least that's a step in the positive direction. But yeah.
No, for sure. For sure.
As long as they don't have that boomerang ass controller that was the prototype or whatever, I think we're fine.
Yeah.
And lastly, before we get out of here, Sony has decided to shut down its cable company called PlayStation
View.
That's not spelled correctly, guys.
I think that's the point.
Yeah.
It's just VU.
PlayStation, we don't want to get sued, so we'll have VU.
It's a VU.
God damn it, now you got me saying it. VU.
I told you it's VU.
VU. VU.
So they're shutting it down.
That's not how that's spelled.
Okay. Well, Colin, Doug.
Whoa. Brian
Flip. Shit.
I was about to go into dad mode on you.
Yeah. It's VOUS, but whatever. It's fine.
Let's see. They had 500,000 subscribers, and they were like, that's not enough.
Because it's stupid. I don't know.
Everyone was so... So everyone is so this generation was like, we're more than just a game company. We could do everything in one. And then they all failed at it. And we're like, I guess we're still just a game company.
I guess we're just a game company.
Well, no. And that's the hypocrisy of this whole PlayStation View was that when the Xbox One first was announced, they're like, yeah, we're going to have multimedia features. You can connect your cable to it and change your cable channels from your Xbox. And Sony came out straight up fucking strong arm and go, we're a video game company. We make video game systems. And then they came out with this PlayStation View bullshit. And obviously it failed because fuck them. And here we are, 2019.
Yeah.
PlayStation View was a bad idea.
Very bad. Very bad. So. All right. That's it for our show. Stay tuned for the post show where we're going to do things for you and you only. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
And until next week, lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.